And it is WGN 720. James Van Osdell here this morning for Nick DiGilio. Joined by many. I'm joined here by the cast of The Goods Are Odd. I'm joined by Unlikely Company. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
And at the center of it all, Brian Posen. Hi, Brian.
Hello, James.
Now, Brian, you are a much celebrated man about the Chicago comedy and theater
that
scene.
That is weird, okay.
No, you're celebrated. Yay, you.
Yay.
Thank you. I'm very lucky. I have my profession is playing. I get to play and be in live performance and create and work with incredible people and just constantly constantly laughing and constantly creating, and it's just I have a very charmed life, I believe.
And you're something of a comedy sensei.
Oh no! That's so weird to say. I've been around it for my whole life and I enjoy it. So, but sensei is a big word, James.
An instructor, a giver of information and direction. You're the artistic director for Stage 773.
Yes, I am.
You've taught at Steppenwolf. You've taught at Second City, Columbia.
Yeah. I teach at Columbia. I'm a program head over at Second City, so I run a big bulk of their training there. I run Stage 773, which is a 4-theater complex on the north side. So,
And there's the LinkedIn profile right there. Hey, are you guys all on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
You know what drives me nuts about LinkedIn? People I don't know endorsing me for skills I don't have.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. Like, I don't even know why I'm connected to this person, but that person's endorsing me for astrophysics or skills that I've never displayed in public before. So your path, Brian, you took a typical artistic path. You waited tables for a while. You kind of.
Well, I'm a North Shore Jew boy. So I was always a pianist. I started at a very young age. My sister is 9 years older than me, and she was studying piano. And then after she was practicing as a little 5-year-old kid, I would sit down at the piano and start playing what she was practicing. And then I started studying piano pretty seriously. When I was about 8 and a half, I started studying with one of these big gurus. So for about 10 years, I was pretty serious about classical piano. But then, like a good North Shore Jew boy, I go to school to get my undergrad in business and pre-law. And then I took a year off to decide if I was going to get my law degree or get my MBA. And it was during that time in 1987 that some guy says, "Hey, I'm taking these classes at Second City." And that was back when there was just 100 students, not 2,600 students. And I go, "Oh, okay, I'll do it with you." And I took a term, and I go, "Oh, that's pretty cool. I want to take another term." And I took another term, and by the third term, I stopped studying Kaplan's. I quit my internship. I started waiting tables. I started working in a shipping room, and I started taking more acting classes. I started working as an actor all around Chicago for several years, and then 3 years later, I ended up going to grad school, but for my MFA. In acting. So I went down to University of Illinois from 90 to 93 and got my master's in acting. And then I came back. And that's when Marty DeMott hired me at Second City. And then Sheldon Patinkin hired me over at Columbia. And then I started just acting all the freaking time and directing and producing and making my living this way.
Now, when you teach people comedy, what's day one like? How do you take someone?
Oh, easy. You tell them not to be funny. That's the first thing you do. You just strip them down and focus them on the truth. Comedy equals truth plus cruelty. Truth plus pain. That's all it is. You get them not to be funny, and then they can be funny. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. You capture what is the essence of that person. Everyone has a different type of funny. So what you do is you find what their truth is, their point of view. You hold on to that essence, and then you nurture that, if that makes any sense.
It makes total sense.
What, what is their type of funny? So it's making sure that they're always grounded in truth and they believe in themselves, you know?
Fair enough. All right, so here's who we have in the studio. We have Trey, we have Sheena, we have Mike, Katie, Molly, and Liam Galogli.
Yep.
I should give everyone surnames, but yours is the most awesome.
Awesome.
So the show, The Goods Are Odd, it's at Stage 773. It's at 1225 West Belmont. You can get tickets on stage773.com. You're here. You're going to be performing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't you give us a song? Okay. Yeah. And give us some background here.
Sure.
Sure. So this is a song that me and Molly are going to sing. So a lot of people don't know this, but Molly and I have been dating for a few months now. And people have given us warnings saying, hey, you guys are in a group together. You better be careful. Might be really awkward if you break up.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not worried about that at all.
We're not worried. It's going great.
We're really happy.
So happy.
Well, I love my baby.
And I love him too.
We stick together
like Elmer's glue.
She swept me off my feet.
He's the light in my life.
We stick together through whatever type of weather. Gonna be with you forever and ever. No, we're never gonna break up. We're never gonna break up.
Cause you're so cute.
No, we're never gonna break up. We're never gonna break up. And it's all because we share a favorite movie. And it's called The Goonies.
What are you talking about? You love Ryan Gosling.
What did you just say?
What did you just say?
I just said a favorite movie is The Goonies. Are you kidding me? Well, even if that's true,
I still love you.
With so much in common, never gonna be a problem. All we do is solve them, not cause them. Cause we're never gonna break up. We're never gonna break up.
He's so cute in the morning.
No, we're never gonna break up. We're never gonna break up. And it's all because we share a favorite food. And it's called spaghetti. Oh my god.
I just made you California rolls the other night.
I think that might be it.
What? What? You wanna call it quits? What?
I've never heard of someone's favorite movie being sushi.
Being sushi? Hey. Are you kidding me?
Hope we never break up. I hope we never break up. Well, I hope we never break up. I hope we never break up. And we won't as long as we don't share our secrets.
Right? Babe, right?
I would never.
Like your butt acne.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we were live.
You're on the radio right now.
Sorry, babe, it's just that my hands keep getting so slippery when I'm putting all that ointment in the middle.
Okay,
of your...
just stop talking about it, okay? We don't need people to know this. It's my secret.
It's
people
just,
don't know any.
It's just that your pimples stare at me in the face and I'm like, ah, they're gonna explode in my eyeballs.
Okay, well, maybe if you let me fart in bed rather than keeping it in my underwear and the bacteria wouldn't build up.
First of all, your farts give me seizures, and how am I supposed to deal with that?
Well, we're definitely gonna break up. We're definitely gonna break up. Yeah, we're definitely gonna break up. We're definitely gonna break up. But I'm not gonna be the one to say it. Cause I don't wanna break your heart.
Well, I don't wanna break your heart either.
Well, it's just like, it's gonna be really weird cause we live together, you know?
Well, yeah, and I need a roommate. I don't know anyone else in the city.
Yeah, we became friends right when we moved here, so like, we don't really have any other friends. And plus, I can't find a new roommate right now.
For sure. I don't even have anywhere else to go. And we just bought those Carnival Cruise Line tickets.
It's they're non-refundable. And it's for a couple's cruise. No one's going to buy those.
No one's going to buy those. Who's going to buy them?
So, we're never going to break up. I guess we'll never break up.
I guess we're not. I guess we'll stay together.
No, we're never going to break up. I guess we'll never break up. No, we're never gonna break up. We're never gonna break up. But I'm not. Doesn't mean I wanna meet your parents.
And I don't blame you. They're weirdos. Yeah.
That right there, Molly and Liam from Unlikely Company, The Goods Are Odd, is the show happening at Stage 773. Don't we all agree? You mentioned Carnival Cruises. Don't we all agree? That's been nipped in the bud forever. There's never a need to go on a cruise.
There's never a need.
No,
ever.
Anymore.
Between norovirus and shipwrecks and anything else circulating, done. Waiting in line for a buffet makes it unattractive to me.
That it was kills her idea to buy the tickets.
It was my idea.
She just wanted to get away.
This can't possibly be true. Your group used to be known as Prostitute Tears.
It's true. It's true.
It was former 6 months ago.
How did you know that?
Yeah.
Did the whole human trafficking headline thing turn you off of that? Did that make it less funny?
We had a Facebook group, Prostitute Tears Facebook group, and we started getting people from like overseas writing us their phone numbers.
Yeah. I'm going to be in town this weekend. Where can I meet you?
And it was like we had our individual faces up in profiles about kind of our backgrounds.
Oh,
so it looked like we were a brothel a little bit.
Oh, no.
I mean, seriously.
The weirdest brothel in the world. Yep.
But they were nice photos. They're headshots. Like,
well, cause when
if I message you on Facebook and said, "Adult diapers, I'm into that. Can you find me someone?"
Oh, we could try.
I probably could, but it's not what this group is for.
No. I'm so confused. You're sending mixed messages.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. See, this group started as just a 4-week run, an improv group that was just going to do a 4-week run. So there wasn't a lot of thought that went into the title. And we were like, one day, Ari, what do you want to call this group? And we're laughing, like, and we had a whole mess of names, and it just somehow came to be Prostitute Tears, and we giggled. Fine, that's it. Well, this group was so special that I said, "Well, hey, why don't we keep working together?" And so I worked with them and created a sketch comedy show for the Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival. And this group is stupid tight. They're unbelievable how tight this group is. And since then, they've been in the Chicago Improv Festival. This is their third show that's opening this Saturday. So we've never performed that piece before, you know. So that was the first time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's going to be in the new show. And
they're stupid tight.
And they are. and we should call it stupid tight. But then since we started getting building a resume already, and there's obviously longevity with this group, so we go, all right, we got to be a big boy group and let go of Prostitute Tears, because people would not like us on Facebook because they didn't want the word prostitute.
You don't
want
to tell grandma you're in a group called Prostitute Tears.
So we rebranded.
All right. Well, you know, you mentioned Chicago Sketch Fest. I do want to talk about that. I want to talk more about the show. I want to talk about more about all of you. I've got to take a break. Rob Martier's on the way with the news. I'm here with Unlikely Company, and this is WGN. WGN. Nick DiGilio is out tonight. I'm James Van Osel in for him. On the air with me right now, I have Unlikely Company, the comedy group Unlikely Company. You can see them perform in The Goods Are Odd at Stage 773. It is opening Saturday at 10:30. In the studio, I have Trey, Sheena, Mike, Katie, Molly, Liam Galogli, and Brian Posen. Brian, back to you, Brian. Let's talk about Chicago Sketch Fest. The 2015 dates and lineup have just been announced.
Uh-huh. This is our 14th year. The Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival is an annual event. It happens the first 2 weeks in January. This year, it's January 8th to the 18th. We have 166 groups performing. That's over 1,000 artists coming into Chicago in the dead of winter to perform 188 shows in 8 days.
That's a stunning amount of comedy people.
That's a lot of funny people.
That really is.
Yeah.
And From whence it came, when you started, how many people were part of this?
We had 33 groups. We ran 7 weeks. Wow. We gave each group a 4-week run. I know, it's crazy. And we had, I think, the first year, something like 900 people attended over the 2 months. Last year, we had close to 11,000 people come in 8 days.
Now, these are people coming to Chicago. The Chicago comedy scene in general seems as healthy as it's ever been.
We are the comedy capital of the world. We really are. There's nothing like this city for comedy. I mean, I teach at any class that I teach at Second City. I can say who just moved here to do this work, and at least 2 to 3 people will raise their hands. That one guy would say, "My car is still packed to the. I just pulled in from this shire." You know, so
you teach hobbits.
Yes.
A few ends.
We teach anything. So, but yeah, absolutely. There's no place that has this level of sophistication and this in-depth work in the study and the art form of comedy.
Why Chicago?
Second City started here in 1956. The Compass Players.
You'd think the weather would scare people away.
No. They're already laughing. They're already shivering. They're already in laughter. So the weather helps. I like that.
I think conversations like this with local musicians too. It's that woodshedder mentality. Yeah, weather gets bad, we're gonna
Chicago.
Yeah.
We had one festival that was 20 below zero. We still had packed houses.
That's fantastic.
Chicago, we're here.
Pull a sausage pizza. Let's
do
this.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's roll up our sleeves. Yeah. All right, so the show is The Goods Are Odd. It's at Stage 773 starting this weekend. Unlikely Company is the group in the studio with me, all 20 of them. And you guys are going to do a scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, this is from the show?
This is from our old show. This is from our past
previous
show.
Yeah.
So it's like archival. A greatest hit set that you're doing tonight.
Yeah.
All right, this is great. All right, so give me a little background before we get into it.
This scene's...
It's kind of like Liam and Molly have been dating for a while now.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know this.
You hear a lot of couples talk the same way.
The annoying way couples talk. Way. That's what was the inspiration. That's the satirical statement of this scene.
All right. Unlikely Company is here. This is WGN.
Babe?
Babe, where are you?
Babe, I'm in the kitchen, babe.
Oh, babe.
Hey, babe. Babe, what's that song about the babies that got the back? It's Baby Got Back, babe.
Yeah, it's Baby Got Back.
Oh my God, thanks, babe.
Okay, babe,
about...
shh. Wait. I have something very important to tell you.
Okay,
all day at work, I was barely able to contain myself. I'm not even kidding.
Babe, you're babbling.
I don't
just
mean to
babble.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't babble. Babe. Okay, babe. Babe. Okay, so remember that time, babe, that we went to the city and we saw Babe
Pig in the city.
Oh my God, remember? And
yeah,
we shared a baby.
Baby Ruth! And you sold your Babe Ruth card to pay for the tickets.
Babe. Okay, so that moment, from then, I knew. And I haven't said it, and I may never say it to another person again, and I have to say it to you now. Babe.
Babe.
Babe. Babe, I love you.
You love me, babe? Oh,
babe,
oh my God, you let me get over here.
So
dude, can you keep it down, dude? Oh, dude, what are you doing here?
Dude, what am I dude in here? What is she dude in here? You said it would just be the dude of us.
No, dude, I said it would be the dude of us on Dudes Day.
Not Monday or Wednesday, but
Dudes Day.
Oh, dude, I knew I should have looked at the doodle.
Dude, it's fine. Okay, are we gonna practice the didgeridoo?
Dude, you bet. And then we'll go vote for Michael Dudekakis.
Oh, dude, and then we can get it tattooed, dude.
Watch, dude, where's my card, dude?
Oh my God, and we can sing Suzanne Vega. Do 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 do.
Girl.
Have you seen that girl next door, girl?
Girl, that girl, the dragon tattoo girl?
Don't be material, girl. I'm talking about the uptown girl.
Oh, the brown-eyed girl.
Yeah.
Girl, she's gone wild, girl.
Really?
Yeah, that girl's gone wild.
Good for her.
Hey, girl, why are you here?
Girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have fun, girl.
Hmm.
Girl, why are you here? You want me to just put some steaks on the girl?
Girl, I would love to grill out with you, girl.
Girl, I do some, like, girl skinny girl margaritas.
Okay. I do, like, a marathon, girl.
Marathon girls? Okay, we can watch Golden Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
Mean Girls.
Girls.
New Girl.
Girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl,
hey, babe.
Babe.
Babe, I'm with my girl right now.
Okay, well, babe, I'm with my dude, and we're trying to communicate.
Okay,
we're having a conversation over here.
Hey, okay, girl, it's not about necessarily. Hey, so maybe if you just wait a second, dude.
Detroit.
Detroit.
Three
of us. Babe, hold on, dude.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Molly, haven't seen you in a while.
Wait, babe, your name's Molly?
And scene. And scene. And scene.
WGN. Here with, that was fantastic, Unlikely Company. So much awesome in that. I'm going to zero in on the didgeridoo.
Yep.
And Michael Dudekakis.
Yeah.
The first election I ever voted in, I voted for Dudekakis.
Nice.
True story. It was an absentee ballot. I voted from Kansas, but went in for the dude.
Nice.
We're getting texts. Our text number is also the same as our phone number, 312-981-7200. Look, that was like a mic drop. You see the producer?
Yeah.
He left me a sheet of paper, just left the room. I'm out. Dan out. 847, did the two members that were dating try to hide it from the group?
Well, we're not dating.
So this was theater of the mind, you're telling me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at...
Sorry, 847.
From 847, how did you decide on the name Unlikely Company? How did you progress from, what was it, Weeping Prostitute to...
Yep.
Something along those lines.
We're a very diverse group. Each of us has a different, like, talent or specificity. And so we just think it's...
You're like the Avengers.
Exactly, yeah. Our powers combined are greater than separate. And so we just thought it was kind of... strange how it all works out and how, you know, a bunch of strangers who might not necessarily get together make awesome comedy. So just kind of unlikely.
Here's a question you've probably been asked before, but it's worth asking. 773 asked this. Again, our text number, 312-981-7200. Is there a specific comedian or group that inspired you all to get into comedy? Like, as you were growing up, like, what turned you on and thought, that's what I want to do? I've got like 30 people in the studio. Yeah. No one can answer this question.
It's a long list.
Yeah, it's a...
Especially to choose, like, a short list.
I think my first one was Lucille Ball. Mm-hmm. I watched I Love Lucy all the time as a kid.
And this is Molly talking.
This is Molly. Hi. I think that was my first inspiration, and someone I watched and looked up to a lot growing up.
A big one for me was Steve Martin. My parents loved Steve Martin. They had all his albums, so I listened to a lot of those. And Mike Myers, definitely. Yeah. Wayne's World was one of the movies that I watched as a child and, like, laughed my ass off but didn't understand until I grew up what the jokes were actually about.
Right.
I went through a huge Monty Python phase in high school.
Yep,
my dad introduced me to them, so... Family history.
My mom actually.
What's interesting, and forgive me for interrupting.
Sure.
A couple of you just said you came to comedy through stuff your parents liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monty Python, Steve Martin. It's interesting how that kind of passes down.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, that's exactly where I was going to go, is my mom watched some weird stuff. I mean, Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's kind of a dark comedy with Broadway mixed in. And I feel like that's definitely...
Wait, you saw that as a kid?
Oh, yeah, that's weird. That's a... Yeah. I was like 9 or 8.
Seeing Susan Sarandon in that movie, that was a coming of age moment.
Yeah, that's changed my life, I think, in certain ways. That being said, I feel like that's reflected in some of what I write, actually. Like, I write big production numbers that will have a dark twist or something. And so that definitely affected me.
And that's Mike talking.
Yes, Mike. Sorry.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Monty Python. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first things my parents let me watch. There was a really strict no watch zone in my house.
This is Sheena talking.
Oh, yeah, this is Sheena.
It's amazing. When I was a kid, I saw movies that I wouldn't allow my children to watch. Uh-huh. Today.
Yeah.
I remember going to the theater to see Monty Python's Meaning of Life. Uh-huh. A movie in a million years I would never let my 12-year-old see, but I'm pretty sure I saw it when I was 12.
I just watched on YouTube, there's a debate they had on the BBC between Michael Palin and John Cleese, and then like the Archbishop of Surrey or somebody, and just, you know, arguing back and forth, all these religious points, and of course, you know, John Cleese being very methodical, and, you know, it's satire, so... It's fascinating how it's still relevant and still conversations we're having today about our material and who are we going to offend? Are we being offensive? All that kind of stuff. So.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more from you, Unlikely Company. This is 720 WGN. WGN. James Van Ostel in for Nick DiGilio. Joined in the studio by Unlikely Company. And again, a quick rundown, because you're going to hear a lot of voices. We have Trey, Sheena, Mike, Katie, Molly, Liam. Oh, Liam Galogli.
Thank you.
And Brian Posen, the unwilling sensei, or the the uncomfortable sensei.
I like that. That's a great name for a group.
Uncomfortable sensei.
The uncomfortable sensei. Let's rename it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But really, if I were to describe your group in two words, stupid tight. Says it all. The Goods Are Odd is at Stage 773, 1225 West Belmont. You can see them perform. The show opens this weekend. Also coming up, another show, a little holiday festive sort of thing going on.
Mm-hmm. We opened up Sunday. It's called It's a Wonderful Santa Land Miracle Nutcracking Christmas Story. Jews Welcome.
So it's all inclusive.
It is.
That's fantastic.
We cover everything.
Is this a family-friendly holiday thing?
Absolutely family-friendly. I would say no one less than 6 years old. I mean, I don't think this is... It's not children's theater. It's sort of like a giant, fun, super interactive variety show. From the minute you walk in, you'll be greeted by a bunch of elves that are actually cooking pizzelles. What do they call pizzelles?
Pizzelles.
And so right away you walk in the theater like, what's going on here? And it just vomits Christmas all over. It's just not on the stage, but it's all over the theater.
So it's good, wholesome fun.
It is. It's everything. We have original Christmas carols and dance numbers. We work with Matter Dance. We have everything from puppets to spoken word to sign language.
Puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That sells it right there. Done.
Yeah, but we have everything that you can imagine. It's just a fun.
Puppets and baked goods.
That's it.
Sign me up. I'll take my family.
It is.
As long as you promise it's wholesome.
It is very wholesome.
I've talked to you guys off the air, and I'm.
That's a family friendly, happy, fun, interactive show.
Good. All right. That's the Santa Land Christmas Show, a wonderful Santa Land miracle, nutcracking Christmas story. Jews, welcome.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. Now, you guys, the show opens Saturday night. You have another song you're going to do for us. Mm-hmm. And this is Smart Girl at the Party?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it. This is all WGN, right. Joined in the studio by Unlikely Company.
Hey boy, you want to quote Monty Python? Hey boy, you want to play Scrabble all night long? Yeah boy, you want to have a philosophical discussion about the rise of Nazism in the Weimar Republic? Oh boy, 'cause I'm a smart girl at the party, and this is how I flirt. Yeah, I'm a smart girl. Hey boy, you wanna speak in palindromes? And hey boy, you wanna criticize my Cote d'Iron? Yeah boy, you wanna play obscure Elvis Costello records for each other and then dance for an hour without ever making physical contact? Oh yeah, 'cause I'm a smart girl at the party. My mama said it's okay to be smart, and my brother said just show them your heart. And now my daddy, he gave me the best piece of advice. He said it might sound crazy, a little insane, but the way to a man's heart is through his brain. I said it might sound crazy, a little insane, but the way to a man's heart is through his brain. I said it might sound crazy, little insane, but the way to a man's heart is through his brain. I said it might sound crazy and a little insane, but the way to a man's heart is through his brain. I'm a smart girl at the party.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Did you know our only bachelor president was James Buchanan?
Huh. Cool. Want to get naked?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Katie Nixon, yes. Belting that one out.
That's
that was
me. That was...
James Buchanan. I did not know that. I knew that Taft was the first sitting president to own a car.
Ooh.
Little smart girl fun fact for you.
Cool, yeah. Keep that one.
For when you rework that. Or,
yeah. Change it up.
The stupid tight Unlikely Company, yep. In the studio. The show is The Goods Are Odd. You can see it. It opens this weekend, stage 773. You could be there right as it opens. You could say, man, I saw that right at the beginning. I know what everyone's talking about now because I was there. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for coming in. This was great having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we can also see the family-friendly Christmas show. Which, again, the title is?
It's a Wonderful Santa Land Miracle Nutcracking Christmas Story. Jews Welcome.
Inclusion. All right, guys, thank you
thank
so much.
You so
thank
much.
You
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break on WGN. Rob Martier is coming up with the news at 3. Then after that, Patrick Brower, the owner of Challengers Comics in Chicago, will talk about geek-friendly holiday gifts and all sorts of comic booky stuff. WGN.